Please welcome State Representative Chris Rantz.
Well, good evening. I want to let you know I bring you some good news and some bad news. The good news is I'm your last speaker for the evening. The bad news is I'm still speaking. I want to share with you basically two thoughts for this evening. First, I want to encapsulate for you why this election is so important this year by telling you a story about what's going on in my district. And then I want to tell you about how it is I think we Republicans can win. First story, what's going on in a small community of about 4,000 people called Sergeant Bluff? My district, those are the people I represent. It's a story I like to call Patty Judge Giveth, but Chet Culver Taketh Away. Not so funny if you're living in Sergeant Bluff. Patty Judge arrives this week, carrying one of those great big checks that look good on television. $250,000 grant to the city of Sergeant Bluff to help remodel their city hall. A project that was going to happen anyway. But when the state starts giving out free money, all communities line up. And Sergeant Bluff happened to win one of those grants. And so there she was. The citizens were assembled. The elected officials were to be there. I was invited. Couldn't bring myself to go. Because you see, folks, the problem is, while the city of Sergeant Bluff may have gotten $250,000, last month, Chet Culver cut their school district by over $655,011. Patty may giveth, but Chet taketh away. And the problem is, the taxpayers in that community have to make up that difference. Now, as Auditor Vaught tells us on occasion, the governor doesn't really understand the difference between gross and net numbers, so he thinks it's a $250,000 gross increase. The reality is, for the people in that community, it's a $405,000 net loss. It's a property tax increase. And ladies and gentlemen, this story is important to tell you because it encapsulates everything that is going wrong in state government today. The bonding and the budgeting fiasco in Des Moines is going to raise property taxes on every single Iowan. Not just the people of Sergeant Bluff, not just the people here in Des Moines, not just the people in Davenport or in Scott County. Every single Iowan is going to pay more in property taxes because of the actions of this governor. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm one who believes that property taxes are the biggest impediment to growth in this state. All of us candidates, we've all been traveling around. I've been to 45 different counties myself since I hit the campaign trail, logged about 40,000 miles. And we all tend to see each other a lot out there on the campaign trail. And we're all finding our little niches, whether it be Christian's idea of eliminating the income tax or Rod's idea on eliminating the business income tax. I come down on property taxes. Because whether you're making a profit or not, whether you're making any income or not, we all got to pay them. And when you're a state that's 49th in new business starts, is it any wonder when you're third highest in the country for property taxes? I don't think so. And that's where I would put my focus, and that is unfortunately the exact opposite of where Chet Culver is taking this state. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we need to win. Perhaps more importantly, though, is we need to talk amongst ourselves as Republicans in rooms like this about how we're going to win. I spent a lot of time thinking about that. Like some of you, because I saw a few faces there today, I was at the Tea Party here in Des Moines. Any hands? Anybody else show? The problem is there were more people in Hy-Vee Hall today for the Tea Party that are here tonight. Folks, these are the people that we as Republicans have lost over the last couple of election cycles. I walked around that hall today and I talked to people, and everybody who would come up and ask me a question or I'd engage in conversation, I would ask them one question. Are you a Republican? They should be, one would assume. Not necessarily so. Some Republicans, a lot of independents, few conservative Democrats. And the thing, folks, that they're looking for, and this is the theme for this evening, is leadership. Every candidate has touched on leadership, and I want to tell you what I think leadership means. And I think this is exactly what those folks that have left our party, that have left us at the ballot box, are looking for. It's about being honest, and it's not about talking the talk. It's about walking the walk. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that's part of the reason why Republicans have lost the last couple election cycles. And I know that's an uncomfortable conversation to have, but it's a conversation that we need to be engaged in. After all, we want to win those folks back. It's not enough for all of us to stand up and say that we're all for smaller government or I want to shrink the size of the state's budget. I believe people are looking for real answers as to how we're going to do that. We as Republicans shouldn't be afraid to say what it is we're going to cut in state government. Got our good friend from the Democratic National Committee who's sitting in the back of the room waving at me, who's been following us around and videotaping us at every event that we go to. He's got me on tape plenty of times laying out places we ought to cut. Let me tell you one of the first ones, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about it. Eliminating preschool. Okay? The state government does not need to take preschool away from churches and nonprofits and put it into a system that's already broken. And we as Republicans ought to say that's a way to save $53 million in the state budget. We as Republicans ought to be willing to stand up and say, you know what? We can stop buying automobiles to drive state employees around. You know, $11 million would keep those troopers on the road. We as Republicans ought to be willing to stand up and say at a time that we're laying off prison guards, maybe we can do without the Department of Human Rights. We as Republicans are going to have to say we're not just for smaller government, but we're going to have to tell Iowans how we're going to do it. We're limited an allotted time here tonight. I've laid out $500 million in budget reductions I think we need to make. That's walking the walk. It's on my website. Tried to talk to the press about it. I'd encourage you to check it out on the website and see if you like what you read. But it's not enough to say as Republicans, we're for less taxes. They've heard it all before, right? I think we need to tell people what we're going to do. And if that means challenging local governments, if that means perhaps grasping that third rail of Iowa politics and talk about the fact that we can streamline local government, the fact that we can deliver services in our local communities without layer upon layer and duplication upon duplication of government agencies and elected officials, that we can turn around our property tax problem in this state. That's walking the walk, not just talking the talk. It means as Republicans that we don't just say we're for the marriage amendment, that we actually stand up and do something about it. That we take action at the Iowa General Assembly. We try to see into the future and see that this day was coming. That we were going to have a Supreme Court that was going to throw out our law defining marriages between a man and a woman. And taking action in advance to pass a constitutional amendment through the Iowa House of Representatives. That's walking the walk. It's saying that we're not just for private property rights, but taking action to ensure that Iowans have that ability to keep their property when they have an overzealous city council or school board. Because when former Governor Vilsack decided that Iowans didn't need that right and vetoed our protection from the Kelo decision, I stood up, called the special session, and forced the first override of a governor's veto in 40 years. That's walking the walk. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to win those folks back, I think we have to be honest. We have to talk about the problems that Iowans are really facing. And a slogan or a soundbite is not the answer they're looking for. Might get you 30 seconds on the evening news, but that's not going to bring back into our fold those people that have left us in the last two election cycles. See, I believe campaigns are about more than just personalities. They're about ideas and what we as Republicans will actually do to make things different. I believe that so much I issued myself a challenge. I was going to start a website called 99ideas.org. I'd encourage you to check it out. We're rolling out several new ideas every week on how we can improve Iowa. Some of them, small. This coming week, it's going to be about curbing the deer herd in this state. It's very personal to me after my drive home the other night from Ida County. Whole nother story. Some of them are a little bit more meaningful, about how we improve test scores in our classrooms, about how we get a hold of this property tax situation in the state, and how we can actually cut the size and scope of state government, specifically what programs we can eliminate. It's those kinds of campaigns that are going to win back the independents and the conservative Democrats that have left us. I know from my own campaigns in Sioux City and Sergeant Bluff, where I've had to run against school teachers, firefighters, business people, college professors, and even a community activist. And when you take to those folks a conservative message of ideas and you tell them specifically what you will do, they will respond favorably. Folks, I would ask, since I'm the last speaker tonight, I would ask a favor on behalf of all the candidates. And that's pray for your Republican candidates that are running for governor. It's a long road out there. We're all going to be in Webster City tomorrow, Scott County on Tuesday, and lots of other points in between. So pray for your Republicans. We all need strength out there. We all need a little patience, and we all need a guiding hand at times. I'm here tonight to ask for your support and ask for your vote, but I'm also here to ask you tonight to share your ideas with me. Because whomever you elect as governor can't do it alone. The job is too big for one person. The only way we make any of these changes is by all of us working together. Thank you very much, and God bless.